Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Sex with Emily. This show is all about sex toys and sexed offenders. I mean, that's sexed offenders. S-E-X-T. S-E-X-T. You know what I'm talking about. Sex offenders is not as interesting as sexting offenders. You might have done it. You'll find out tonight. Tonight is also doubly exciting because we have two awesome guests. The first is a celebrity in my mind. She's the creator of my favorite sex toy on the planet. And her name's Alicia from Jeju. And the second is a hero to women everywhere because she's a brilliant mind behind By Felipe, a popular Instagram account and site on Facebook calling out men behaving badly on online sites. It's hilarious. And you're going to love tonight's show. But first, I have to tell you about the most amazing thing that you didn't know that you needed until now. And that is massage candles. Okay, so you know candles, they're great for atmosphere, the lights, the overhead lights are so annoying. Well, I made these massage candles that, because first of all, they look great, they're aromatherapy, but who doesn't need to spice up things in the bedroom? And a massage candle is the perfect thing for that because you can give your partner a sensual massage if you want to connect again with your partner. A lot of times we're just not in the mood for sex. So you light a candle, you pour a little massage oil on your partner. It turns into the most luxurious coconut oil, soybean oil. You will love it. It's a great gift. They smell amazing. One of my listeners just emailed me and said he thinks that this candle is the reason why he and his girlfriend are back together and having amazing sex. That's all I got to say. So go to emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. That's emilyandtony.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out our website, which is actually going to be a new website really soon, which you're all going to be super excited about. And as I know you're all really excited about is my email. Because like I say, I give really good email. I send you an email blast once a week. And it's pretty damn good. People are like, I do a lot of things. I do things like that. I really turn you on. But my email blast gives you useful tips and tricks and things going on, things that we've covered, things we've talked about. But this week coming up, you got to sign up for it because you'll receive your go-to holiday guide for shopping for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Like all the shopping is like starting. Why are you looking at me? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm just picturing like dildos with antlers.
It exists, Anderson. Is that what you're saying you'd like for the holidays?
Sounds painful.
Speaking that of you saying dildo with antlers, one of our guests tonight who makes my favorite sex toy ever, and I, like the first time I met her, like I bowed to her feet, and it was a total accident that she, whatever, that I met her and that I got this toy. The Fifi, one of them, looks actually like antlers. But it's like a rabbit, but it's antlers. It's actually...
Oh, so one for the butt, one for the...
No, it's a clitoral. It's a clitoral vibrator. You know the rabbit vibrators?
Yeah.
That has a little tentacles on it?
Oh, that's not for the butt? I've been using it wrong all these years?
You've been using it wrong. No, but she's going to give you one that is for your butt tonight that's remote controlled. But we'll talk about that after. So anyway, so the Fifi. Anyway, it's called the Fifi, but it's like the rabbit and it's like antlers. We should get some Christmas, but it's kind of mixing religion and sex toys, but I do.
Oh, no. Santa.
No, I do have some holy water lube someone gave me.
No,
with
well,
Jesus
that's
on
just
it.
Not
I don't know. It wasn't me. I'm
was
Jewish.
It blessed by
send me. I don't know. I was afraid to use it.
Sexual priest?
I didn't ask.
Losing listeners left and right.
I'm sorry, guys. I love everyone, every religion, and everyone should just, you know.
Remember
on.
That when
what?
The porn guy, hustler guy, he was trying to mix religion and sexual capades?
Yeah, what's, like in oh,
Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he had naked girls on like crosses.
Yeah, that's
not a good,
so well.
Yeah.
No, it's never good to mess with like crosses, the American flag. Just, you know, play it safe.
I mean, I understand how it would be convenient to be able to, you know, get the religious part of your day out of the way with the beating off part,
right.
But I don't think it's
appropriate. I think it's our people already have mixed messages, and the reason why a lot of people are challenged sexually is because of the messages they got through, you know, their upbringing, their culture, their religion, and that would just be confusing.
I would love to be able to mix like masturbating or orgasming and comedy. That'd be great to be laughing. While, but
don't
I just, it doesn't really work.
Don't you ever laugh?
No.
Do you make noises when you ejaculate?
We don't talk about things like that, Em.
Okay, I'm just wondering because I just personally think that guys should let us know. And some guys are really quiet. No, some guys are really quiet. And sometimes it's just annoying. You're like, did you come? Did you not? I don't want to guess. I should know, but I can't always know. Just like women. I'll tell you. If you did, because I've been with the guys. I've talked about the guy who was like if he came, it was like this. Mm. I was like, mm. I was, did you even just say anything? But then there was another guy I was with. More recently, and it was the same fucking thing. So just let us know. Okay, this
maybe
is
he was
thing.
Faking.
No, maybe he was faking it. I have so much. Okay, so first of all, on the way here, I just have to tell you really quickly. I almost got my ass kicked at 7-Eleven, and I'm not kidding you. So I have this thing. They don't have 7-Elevens in San Francisco. They have like two, right? And they're like hard to get to, and you never go. But in LA, they're everywhere, and I love 7-Elevens. Not even they never have what I want, and I'm always a little disappointed. But just the idea of a 7-Eleven. Holds amazing possibilities for me.
The idea of you almost getting your ass kicked is mind-boggling. But when you say 7-Eleven, like shit goes down at 7-Elevens about one out of every 10 times.
Right down here because I really
I'm at a 7-Eleven. Shit's going down.
Okay, so I love Slurpees. Okay, so every once in a while, it's tonight. I'm so thirsty. I always thirsty during the show. I'm like, I should get a Slurpee. It just occurred to me. So I go in and I get this red Slurpee, a red one. And I first put it in the cup, and then I try to put the lid on, and it spilled all over the place. And I'm wearing all white. And it's been a joke in my office because I spilled three times. It was a red smoothie. Slurpee. So I put it down and I started another one. And this time I decide, you're supposed to put the cap on first.
Right, and then you put it in the little
but
hole.
I didn't know.
Right?
I forgot. It's been a long time.
I've watched mentally challenged people make
okay,
a Slurpee
so,
for
no,
a long time.
Okay, so here's what happened. So I'm like, oh, I didn't put the cap on first. So then I did. And then it exploded once I put it in. So I just left him there. And I was in a rush to get to the show. So I just ended up getting coconut water, which is a healthier choice.
And you just left your mess there.
Yeah. She's like, next time you come in here, you got to clean up your mess. I mean, I did clean it up. I threw it away, but it might have dripped a little bit, and I got in trouble.
Was she a patron,
or
did she work there?
No, she worked there, and they were giving me dirty looks.
A female working at 7-Eleven?
There was two of them, and they were really angry with me, and I did not mean to be rude. I'm sorry, but it exploded. It was not my fault, and it was a mess.
Was she a white girl with a Midwestern accent?
No, she was not white.
Shocking.
Girl. Mm. Anyway, it was funny, because I did make a mess, and I've been spilling on myself, and I might have a wardrobe. Okay, so we can watch... The show now, as everyone knows, oh, you might not know, every Thursday night from 8:30 to 9:30 Pacific Standard Time, we have a date. I don't know if you know about this, but you got to put in your calendar. We actually have a date because you can watch the Sex with Emily show for the first time ever at sexwithemily.com through Ustream. So it's really cool. You can watch, and then afterwards it becomes, you know, we have store. It's on our site, and you can actually watch the Ustream video then on our site and listen to the podcast. So it's a multimedic event.
It's a big deal. Got the
big
whole thing going
friggin'
on.
Deal. And then tonight, like,
this
if you're
like
watching,
Super Bowl in
if
here.
They like, if you're listening to the podcast, you're like, oh, I want to see what that toy looks like. I want to see what everything looks like. You can friggin' see it. Okay, you can see Anderson's pretty face. So, I'm excited though, also for tonight's show. Oh, so this is me. Back up. We got off vibrators. I'm sending out a newsletter. It's your holiday guide, and you're gonna have the best deals because let's face it. Nobody gets what they want. You never get your partner what they want. And I think that you cannot go wrong with something sexy to spice up your relationship or even for yourself. Get yourself something pretty. Get yourself something sexy. And that's what my newsletters are going to be about. Also, so my guest tonight, Anderson.
Yes.
So as you know, I have a lot of – why are you laughing at me?
Now I'm picturing the stocking vibrating violently on Christmas morning when you come down to Christmas because the vibrator is going off in the stocking. That's funny to me.
Yeah, that is funny. But a lot of them, you don't put the batteries in first, and they have to be charged.
You got
to
test them right when you get them.
No. Oh. Well, no. When you open the box, it might be shaking.
Yeah, like whenever I've bought stuff in stores, they always test it right there in front of me, which is nice.
Not vibrators. That would not be clean or safe. No. You get them fresh in the box, you got to charge them. Okay, so here's the deal, Anderson. You know I talk a lot about sex toys on the show, and it's only because one of the perks, I'd say probably the top perk of my job, is 10 years ago when I started getting a lot of sex toys. And people send them because they want me to test them and try them and whatever. So I've probably had thousands pass through my hands. Hundreds and hundreds. And I got this one, right, from Good Vibes. It's been one of our sponsors. And they sent me the Jeju Mimi. You've heard me talk about it.
A lot.
You could probably even explain it right now.
I can pronounce it, which is shocking.
But you could probably explain it, like, right? It's like a...
Yeah, it's like a little heart-shaped thing, right?
Yeah, it's like it feels like it's like a pebble, like a skipping sort of thing.
Squeeze it in there.
Yeah, kind of whatever. No, it's a clitoral vibrator. It's amazing. So I got it. It's beautiful. It's well-made. And I fell in love with it. And I just started talking about the Jeju Mimi. And then, I met Alicia, who's here tonight, and she's actually the mastermind, because I've also talked about their other stuff. She's not a sponsor of the show. I'm just saying, like, we met. I love her. She's great, and she's going to come in because we're going to talk a little bit about these, because she makes some of those beautiful, I mean, they just won awards for, so you know how sometimes you love something? It's so LA, too. Like, what if no one else likes it? Well, the Mimi that I love, so anyway, I started talking about the Mimi, and they sold so many more Mimis because I actually really love it, but 100 women were just given a bunch of vibrators to try. It's for Good Housekeeping magazine.
Women?
No, like it was like a study. 100 women got a bunch of different vibrators or several types, and 77 of them picked the Mimi. So I am not alone, and I've been saying it for 3 years, and I feel like they're way behind the times.
Yeah,
so,
you're not the first person. I've heard plenty of people talking about the
no,
Jeju.
You're not.
Yes, I have, and I think
really?
I've heard them before, but it didn't really register. But now that I work with you,
okay,
I know what
they're talking
about.
Her stuff is really cool, but we're also going to give you tips and tricks for like how to know what kind to buy. And Alicia actually developed them. Like, so I want to know like how she tested them. Like, does she watch like 10 women masturbating? Like, all of our vaginas are different. Like, how do you know how to make a good vibrator? Like, how did she know how to make my most perfect vibrator?
Did anyone get hurt in the process?
That's what I want to find out. I want to find out if anyone gets hurt. I want to know why I'm not a tester. The next, my guest, is another genius pioneer. Her name is Alexandra Tweeden, and she recently blew up the internet, even more so than Kim Kardashian, in a much more profound way, with her new Instagram account. It's really only in the last probably month even. It's called By Felipe. She's chronicling angry responses that from angry men, like from men on online dating sites that they send to women. So it's like people, but it's an entertaining site.
It
but
sounds
it also shows,
comical, yeah.
No, it is comical. So she's going to be on two talking about that, and we're going to be talking about online dating and what are the proper ways to respond and not. She's going to learn so much damn stuff on tonight's show. It's going to be awesome.
A show chock full of knowledge.
Exactly. Okay, and then the other thing, well, I don't even know. You know what? I'm just going right to Alicia.
Yeah, we should do that. She's there.
F that. Hi, Alicia. I'm so glad to see you. Welcome to L.A. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me see. Okay. So this we're just saying is that Alicia from Jeju, we met after the Mimi. Did I bow down at your feet? I'm not sure. But she you're the designer of the toys.
Yes.
Tell me about yourself because bios are so like boring.
Okay. Well, I've been in the adult toy industry for about 16 years.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. 16 years.
16 years. Maybe a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Alicia.
Yeah?
Don't be afraid of the big black phallic thing.
Okay,
get right on that
here.
Or should she put those headsets on?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay.
This there you go.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
And lean in. Lean in like you're,
lean in
you know,
like this.
Like a blowjob
yeah,
or something.
A lot of practice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's going to get people watching on Ustream. It's like I'm giving a blowjob for an hour.
We're doing just a real sex ed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We actually will do sex ed tonight.
Okay.
But okay, yeah. So tell me about yourself.
Okay.
For everyone, for my listeners watching and at home.
I started out in the industry in my early 20s and kind of a fluke, you know, as an interior designer, but had studied a lot of female physiology, was really big on sex education, helped a brand called Babeland establish themselves
Babeland's huge.
New York, and was with them for about 10 years. And I met, through that, I met this awesome industrial designer named Duncan Turner. And he showed me something that I hadn't seen before, and that was the technology behind the Jeju toys.
Okay.
So
then you'd seen everything because Babeland is a big store. It's like independently owned.
Yeah, independently owned. Like
New York.
Women,
it's in the Village,
yeah,
right? Or the East
there's
Lower
East
Side.
There's a couple locations,
right?
And stuff. So kind of had come up through that, and I was really fascinated by product design. I was a buyer there. I'd done like every job, you know, it's like it was a small company growing,
right.
So I'd done everything. And met this industrial designer and we partnered up and it was, you know, I got to like make the what I think are like the most interesting toys out there.
All of them, right.
I got to kind of redefine the classic vibrator and add on, you know, a spin with like quality materials and amazing charge and the best materials out there. So I felt so fortunate to like be able to leap and start this company called Jeju with my partners. And now we're 6 years down the road and we've had a lot of incarnations.
Right. And, well, yeah. Okay. It's yeah. 6 years only. Cause I guess I might've, when did I first meet the Mimi? 3 years ago. She's right here. Okay. So yeah, if anyone's watching, this is the soft, right?
Yes. Oh.
Okay. So this, Anderson. This is the Jeju Mimi.
Yeah, it's a little river rock.
Yeah, it's like yeah.
A massage pillow.
Could your vagina palm that if you tried, you think?
What does that mean?
Like a basketball player palms a basketball? Like, I mean, could you make your vagina grip it,
well, it's
walk
like,
around with it?
Think of it between the, like, labia lips, like the between the lips kind of holding it. So it's, like, yeah. kind of meant to contour here.
This is it. It's like no.
Do the sound
again. Rechargeable. Okay.
Sounds awesome.
So this is, like, the highest. This is why I love it, because I like a lot of vibration, and this is the highest setting, but you can't. It's discreet. You can't hear it. This
you can absolutely hear it. What are you kidding me?
No, but it's not like you could. You should hear some other vibrators.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's not but like we can,
it's rechargeable.
The thumper.
And, okay, so talk to me about why I love it, because I don't even, like, why? What do you mean it goes beep? No, I know why I love it, because it just, I love the way it feels. I love that you can use it during intercourse and in everywhere. But what were you going to say about the labia lips? Because that was more descriptive.
Well, okay, so if we're talking about
the labia
clit,
lips. Yeah.
Yeah, right? We're talking about the clit and the vaginal lips. The toy can sit in kind of just like right here.
Anderson, you see this? Yeah. This is where the toy can sit.
So it's just contoured to sort, or you can just kind of like lay it.
Feels really good, yeah. By the way. That's a very highly erogenous part of the vulva slash vagina.
That
a lot of women
clit has legs, so it's going to like, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, I wear it all the time on my clit legs.
Like, what I'm wearing it now. Did you just say? Go back and say that slowly.
I wear the Mimi on my clit legs. When I go out at night.
That's what I was asking. Like, you grip it when you go out, right?
No. But we're going
to get to that. Clit legs?
She said clit legs.
I'm sorry, because we call it, because the clitoris isn't
the clitoris
just
the,
like,
legs.
Clit. It has legs.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it touches everything in the...
Let's talk about that for a minute.
Sure.
Because I always say the clitoris has 8,000 nerve endings, and it's not just the little button that you see. It extends deep into the vagina. It has legs.
They got to go harder, is what you're saying.
It has a hat. It has gloves. No, it has
I
legs.
Think of it,
it has
like
arms.
A wishbone almost. So
yeah.
It's like, you know, the tip of the wishbone, and then it has legs kind of that run down the
which is very sensitive, and
yeah.
a lot of people don't realize that. Like,
no, not at all.
A lot of men or women, they just
Thank
focus on that.
God, you guys can't move those lips, because that'd be really creepy. If you could, like, just move them around.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Truly.
Oh, I move mine.
Vagina dentata. Okay, well.
Okay, so that, yeah. So I love the meme. Okay, so that is, but okay, back up for a second. When you said that, when you met him, the designer,
Duncan.
You said you saw something in the, because you designed the actual vibrators, but you said you saw something in the technology that had never been done before. And
right.
That, and by that, do you mean the materials and the vibrators?
Materials,
the
motor? You know, he came from a background of industrial design, mostly kitchen materials. So, like, the best, imagine silicones out there. So, like, your silicone baking mitt, you know, kind of thing. So he had this, like, insane knowledge of materials. And in the sex toy world, we know that silicone is the best material to make sex toys out of, because it's non-porous, which means it's totally hygienic. Nothing can absorb into the surface of the toy. So imagine meeting somebody who's, like, can make the Cadillac of, like, silicone.
Right.
You know, this silicone,
so this
I wish I could have people feel
silicone.
It.
Premium silicone. I know. I wish
yeah.
they could feel it, too,
it's
because...
It's soft. It's silky. There's no seams on the toy.
No, right. It's the most perfect... Yeah, and they're all like that. Like, here's the one I was talking about earlier. People aren't watching. The Fifi.
Yeah, the Fifi.
Whatever.
This,
so this
is the
this is
yeah,
a rabbit.
The
yeah.
rabbit.
It's
with,
like, right.
Were we saying the vibrator with antlers?
With antlers. Yeah, this is a good Christmas present.
Exactly.
You could put a little, like, a little... red cellophane around there, make it antlers.
It looks like a wiener with, like, dripping balls. Like, the balls are dripping, right?
Oh, gosh.
It's very cute.
Or it's, like, you know, a little scary.
Oh, and
like,
that's
right?
why they call it a rabbit.
That's
for the
why
first
we call
time
it the
ever.
Rabbit.
I see it.
Oh, my
yeah,
God. Really?
I am that stupid.
First time?
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, I use that on the butt
it goes,
for people.
Dude, no, it goes internally, so it hits the G-spot, the insert, and that vibe, you can operate. These are all rabbits.
I thought the ears were for the butt.
Seriously?
I seriously did.
Dude.
They go around the clit.
They go around
so
the clit.
We have fingers and around the clit again. It's inserted. This is on either side of the clit.
I had it upside down.
Do you understand that you're being like, you can be stimulated everywhere with this thing. And you can control it. You can be like, oh, I don't want to be stimulated in my G-spot now. Just my, right? You can control the different, if you just want the thing. So those are the ears. The rabbit ears tickle your clitoris. We remember that
you're
now?
You're like actually angry with me because I was using it wrong.
You could flip it around and use it in your butt, though.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, you can.
You can, absolutely.
I mean, that's not...
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know what, Anderson? You could do whatever the hell you want.
There's no wrong way to use a sex toy. I would say, well,
no,
okay, maybe
well,
there are a couple wrong ways.
Don't
I take it back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make that blanket
No, do
statement.
Not. Right, I might get sued.
But,
just
yeah.
kidding. Don't sue me, people, because I'm trying to bring you more pleasure. You're really going to sue me because I want you more orgasms? F you. Okay, so the materials, the Fifi?
Yeah, so it was like we went and revisited the classics out there. So if you can imagine, like, okay, we have the Externals vibe, which is your favorite.
The Mimi, right.
Then we have the Internal vibe. So like your classic, like Slimline or traditional sex toy, that's the Uma. And then
the Uma is that's a G-spot, just G-spot.
Yeah, G-spotter, just like right. Internal. And then we have the classic Rabbit, which we were talking about, the Fifi, the take on that. Then we have the cock ring, which is
okay,
the Mio.
Okay, this is amazing. The Mio cock ring. Anderson, I'm going to teach you something else. So cock rings, they've been very exploded in recent years. I think, you know, they've always been around, like, for men to have heart, you know, stay harder longer, mm-hmm. to constrict the blood flow. But then they started making these ones that vibrate.
Yeah.
The cock rings that vibrate, and your man puts it on his penis, and then the vibrations can hit the woman or your partner, or even guys love the vibrations.
They do.
But the thing is, a lot of them are, like, you know, disposable, or they're less, this is like a beautiful, perfect, I mean, you can talk about it.
Yeah, so. It's that same, like, vibration that we're talking about, this, like, low, thumpy vibration.
That's what it is. It's low and thumpy.
Yeah, and it's just not this fine, you know, it's not like, I think that a lot of the disposable ones, it's like, zzz, and it's done. So this has a nice big base on it, too, so it can really hit the clitoris
area,
and stuff.
Right.
Or it can be worn underneath. And it can hit the taint and, like, underneath the balls.
There you go.
And
that's for your taint,
everything.
Anderson.
And then, you know, it's, like, really stretchy.
One
so
size
it's not,
fits everyone if you stretch it like
everyone.
That. Right.
And so you can wear it around the shaft. You can wear it around the shaft and balls. You know, it's got versatility, and you're not going to throw it away after one use.
Right.
And you get
it's
a real vibrator in it. Yeah.
Right.
It's
and
totally
a real
rechargeable.
Vibrator. Like, even a woman, like, you just use it on your own. As
yes.
A real, like, they're all – and it's rechargeable. It's a good gift.
Yes, it's
I've
a
given
great
it
gift.
To several people as gifts. But what I was going to say is that let's talk about men and vibrations, because I've just found this through my own – and talking to men, of course, but uh-huh. even in my own explorations.
Sure.
With gentlemen that I hire to help me test out sex toys. Uh-huh. I don't actually hire them, but I let them sleep with me.
Find them.
If they'll do the toy. But it's amazing because so many guys, you know, we started out years ago, and it still exists today that a lot of partners are intimidated by uh-huh. the vibrators. It's going to replace me, or why do they need that? But then once you get that little by their penis, by their ball, they're like, oh my. I've never
Absolutely.
Had a guy say, I don't like it. Really. I mean, maybe some, but most of them have been like, wow, that feels really cool. Like, you got to play around. It's going to feel different on every man's penis. And
Absolutely.
I mean, have you ever, explain
Absolutely.
That phenomenon.
I think, like, you know, it's a nice gateway to have, to use it yourself. It's like the
right.
gateway. And just then, like, move it in. Because the thing is, if everything's relaxed, everything's going to feel better. And so, you know, even coming at it is like, oh, I'm just massaging. I'm doing a massage, you know. But
Give that example. So let's say it's my toy and I'm with a guy and I'm like, uh-huh. oh, and he's kind of intimidated. And I start massaging even his back with it or his arms. And I'm just like, feel this vibration.
Exactly.
It feels good. Like
it feels good. Yeah. So, you know, I think we say, you know, that the best sex toy is just in really is like communication and is those like just making everything comfortable. So it can't hurt anything.
No.
And, you know, and especially I think we try to make objects too that aren't like, you know, scary looking, aren't phallic. And
that's
not that
it.
There's anything wrong with that, but it can be left out. And so a guy maybe isn't as intimidated by something that looks more nondescript.
Right.
And stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And once guys have experienced it, you know, they'll come back for more.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. It's like, oh, that felt kind of good. Should we? And then they're like, can we reuse that vibrator again?
You know? Absolutely. And, you know, it's like part of the design of the Mimi, too, was thinking that because a lot of people say, oh, well, guys won't come in and buy toys. And it's like, no, they will. Actually, they've heard of a cock ring. And then this they can think is for her. So
right,
like, you know, permission to come in and actually buy something for the both of them.
It's a couple's toy.
Right. But then they might, you know, have something, they might learn the benefits.
It's a good gift. I think it's a good gift for couples too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, So tell me like how you, what are some trends right now? I know you have some two new toys out.
Yes.
I have three new toys. Okay. Right. The remote control.
So
okay.
I have these new remotes. So this is the Dua and this is the Nua. We're talking about the butt. So this is the derriere toy. And then the Dua is worn internally. So this is inserted and then this is on, you know, worn on the outside. And they're controlled by a really fun remote.
Looks like a hook. Like something you put.
It's a little like a hook. Yeah.
On the wall to hang your coat.
This goes inside.
Yeah.
This goes in her vagina. Watch this. This goes inside.
Okay.
And
for those of you
who
can't watch, you got to
explain. Okay. So this goes inside of a vagina. It's a bulbous part. And then it's like a C shape.
Yeah.
And then
like
the top
a clip.
Of it.
Like a clip.
It looks like a clip.
A clip for your clit.
A clip for your clit.
This goes on her clitoris. And so she, again, it's G-spot and clitoral, but it's like pliable. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. But it has her, look at this friggin' remote control. Yeah.
So I want to just have you turn this on.
These are
really
clearly
quick.
Made for wearing outside the house, right?
Yes. Totally. That's the deal. You go on a special date, your partner
holds
the remote.
It's going to take so long. I'm going to be on the subway for 4 hours.
Or take it by myself. Exactly.
Yeah.
On a road trip? I'm going on a road trip.
Okay.
Not while driving, though, kids.
Okay,
we're
going to
get
cool.
you one then,
I don't drive
too.
Kids.
Because
okay.
the magic of this is like we have a really different looking remote. It's actually paired with Bluetooth. So it's actually seeking the toy right now. You can feel it
there.
Oh, my
God.
So it's found it, it's paired it. And then you control it by turning the top.
Oh, my God.
Into the speeds here. And then you can change pulsation patterns on it, too, by pressing down on the top. And that's going to rotate through the pulsation
patterns.
What's
the range on that thing?
What is the range?
You know, I'm not 100%
Can I watch
sure.
Could Anderson do
hockey
it?
Out in the front room and
yeah,
then just be,
sure.
you know, doing that for my lady?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Your
and
wife,
then,
do you want
the,
this or not? He yeah. wants it now.
Because yeah. I'm exceptionally lazy these days.
No,
and
dude,
that would be great.
Absolutely.
Have a sandwich,
absolutely. All a guy
hockey.
Has to do is he has to have the remote control in one hand and he has to have the vibe, the, what's that called? The other remote control.
Yeah, the remote
hand.
Control in the other hand. And yeah,
and
that's
then
it.
She could be in another room and you could just be watching whatever and just keep vibing her.
And then it also has an app. So if you're like, screw the remote. You can go to iTunes, you'll download the Jeju app, and then you can control it on your phone.
But then you could do it anywhere if you're in a long-distance relationship.
Absolutely.
See, this is new trend. So if you are away out of town and you want to connect with them, like so excited, you could just control it on your phone, and she's got to put it inside her, and you're controlling. This is freaking brilliant. Okay.
So, yeah, so. And we just wanted to make ones that were like really functional because a lot of
is that
it's
even
about
out
like
yet, though? Because
this is going to be out the first week of December.
Okay.
So this is brand new. You're
what's
actually
it called again?
Getting so this is the Duo.
Duo.
And then this is also another remote called the Nuo.
Okay.
So we have Duo or for Duel and Nuo for him.
Okay, that is awesome. So I have a question. How do you test them though? Like, here's the thing with women and like. Do you have like a test group? And because I always say everyone's different. Every woman likes something different. So how have you managed to make like everyone so perfect, all of them?
Well, I like to say I'm the vagina of our company. It's like a really, you know, just yeah, my mom and dad are so proud.
Let's talk about mom and dad being proud.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, so it starts there, but then we have an amazing group of testers. Like, for instance, for the G-Key, which is a G-spot vibrator we didn't really talk about too much, we had access to data from the European Gynecological Association. So we have metrics of over 10,000 women's bodies. So we actually, this is built on female physiology, on female anatomy.
That's
and
the one
it contours,
that bends. I
right,
love contour.
To all sorts of different women's bodies. So, you know, we have a wide test group, and I would say some of the leading sex
no
educators.
Pun sorry, that's just, don't make vagina wide jokes
yeah, right.
on my show. I'm politically correct. Go ahead.
I'm yeah. going right along with you. And, you know, so we have like these great doctors, great people interested in the products that are really available and accessible to test these. So it's a pretty rigorous process to kind of, you know, really get people's feedback. We make, make edits to the toys and always are improving
yeah,
them.
Because I remember I saw you. You're so meticulous. When I saw you in Vegas at the toy show, you kind of showed me a prototype. You're like, but I think it's a little too big. Like, you know, you're still always tweaking it up to the last
minute.
We're
a small company. And you know, essentially we have a very small team that all communicates with one another. And that's kind of the gorgeous.
Do your vaginas and penises communicate? No, no. Does your vagina lead the meeting?
My vagina leads the meeting a lot of the time.
So
absolutely.
Does mine sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I think, you know, one of the things I wanted to say is there's a lot of men out there designing vibrators. And there's not that many women.
There are.
And
you're like the only one I know.
Well, there's
most
a couple other
men.
Out
okay.
there. But yeah, but it's, you know, so you see all these vibrators with like these like bells
like
and whistles
porn.
That
it's
don't,
like
that don't do
for
anything
women.
For you. Really.
Right.
There's just like a fashion. And I think you see a lot more design toys now.
That
are
good.
Gorgeous, but they might also not have the function down. So I think, you know, we're coming from an educational perspective, but also trying to give you something that's aesthetically beautiful and gorgeous and actually works and fits with your body.
Everyone I've ever recommended. But one more thing I want to say real quickly, because this is really important. So, okay, you know I always talk about doing Kegel exercises, and I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp.
So here's the new one.
Right?
I do.
It's for men and for women. Men and women, if you don't know what Kegel is, if this is your first time tuning in, I have 200.
She's got Christmas ornaments. She's
I've got 400 episodes on iTunes. But anyway, Kegel exercises. Men and women helps you have stronger orgasms. There's actually weights for your vagina. And this is no BS friggin' thing. These work. So let's talk about these.
I wanted to give you the new ones because this is the Omni Plus.
These
and
are
so
weights for your vagina to work your Kegels.
Work?
And my app is called Kegel Camp. You download it. It reminds you to do them every day. And then you put in these in your vagina. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
So
how does it work?
So these are done. They're, you know, basically it's like a progressive stepping stone. So with our products, like we have one we have basically four styles.
Okay.
So we have one that's large and that like has, I don't know if you can hear this, but it has like intense rumble inside. Like Benoit balls is the buzzword right,
Benoit,
now, right?
It's from Fifty Shades of Grey.
Don't right. do shit. Sorry. They right. just don't do anything.
But, yeah, but why was it Fifty Shades of Grey freaked out about the Benoit balls? Everyone's like, are those Benoit balls?
Yeah. People went nuts because it's, you know, it's like.
She put them inside her vagina.
She put
them
inside her vagina.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And but these are like ones that'll actually work, pleasurable, and are exercising at the same time. So like, you know. Basically, we sold out of these totally, like wildly, wildly popular, and they're hard to keep in stock.
Okay.
Because we sell them in a set of three, so it's a progressive, like, stepping stone. We have one, two, and
they're
three.
All different weights. So when
they're
you say
all
you start
different
lighter,
weights.
Okay.
Yeah, so this one, I mean, it depends on your goal, whether you're looking to tighten or you're looking to kind of increase muscle. You know, the pubic caucus right. muscles are so important. We talk about it all the time for incontinence, post-pregnancy. At any stage of life.
Stronger orgasms.
Stronger orgasms. I mean, what could right. be what could be bad about a stronger orgasm?
So what, it looks like the size of a golf ball.
Explain how it works.
And it's
so,
got like a string on the end of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
right. It has weight on it, and it looks like a golf ball, and it has right. string.
Right. So this is inserted. I know. The golf ball. Yes. So this is inserted up in the vagina.
You put the ball part up inside.
The ball in here. And then we have the cord for easy retrieving. So it's all a silicone piece. And so it's easy
to put in
and out.
Oh, so you're squeezing that like a tennis
yeah.
ball in your hand.
It. Exactly.
You do.
Exactly.
Squeezing your muscles.
Exactly.
And it feels really good.
It makes perfect sense now.
And this one has, so it has a ball inside that rumbles. So the kinetic energy engages the pubic caucus muscles and gets everything going and tightening. Then we graduate up to the second one, which has a little bit of rumble and a heavier weight, again inside, and you're doing like clenches. You're like doing reps with your pubic caucus
right. so
muscles.
You do the exercises well, you have the weights in it, makes
exactly.
stronger, which I've done. But also I've heard, and you can, if you just wear them during the day, it works them out anyway.
I was like doing this, like got on the Stairmaster, like going. I mean, it's awesome. Like you can put it in, you can forget about it, and your body's working. You know, it's Kegels.
It's like doing
Kegels
abs.
Light. Yeah.
Yeah. Kegels light.
Emily can actually pull a small Volkswagen Bug down the street with her vagina.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I can too. Absolutely.
But, so
yeah.
talk about the pleasure part of them, because I haven't experienced pleasure. I've worn them and they feel like it feels good. And
it
I
feels
like
good and but, stuff. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's a mixed bag. Some, you know, some of
women,
us love vibration. Some women are like, absolutely no way am I putting vibration near me at all.
But
like,
those
not
don't
for
vibrate.
Me. These don't vibrate, but the rumble. Well,
the rumble might bother
them. So like a non-vibrator user, the rumble could be it. You
right.
know, some people just love that sensation of like the movement and stuff personally. And then two, the stronger you get the pubic caucus muscles, if you're doing a bunch of Kegels, it starts to feel really good.
Exactly. That's
so
what
that's
I learned.
That's the thing. So that's, you
oh,
know,
I
and that's
it.
With the heavyweights too, because these are like, you know, this is like you're literally, it's literally a barbell. So it's inside and you're pushing
that's
in
bigger,
and out and
right.
in and out. And it's, you know,
feels
it's,
good.
It feels
and
good.
It's meditative too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Alicia, we are going to give tonight away people. If you go to my Instagram account, which is at Sex with Emily, and it's hashtag, ask the hashtag is really important. Okay, that's good. Hashtag is sex toy giveaway. If there's a picture on there right now of me and Alicia holding some toys pre-show, and if you put hashtag sex toy giveaway, we're going to give away a Mimi.
Yeah, let's give away some Ami too.
An so Ami. Oh, the Amis are the Kegel ball. The mm-hmm. Kegel. Okay, so we're gonna give an Ami to one person and a Mimi.
And
so,
because you were talking about the reindeer, like I think we can give away a Fifi.
A Fifi too.
Yeah, we can give away a Fifi too.
Oh my God,
yeah.
It's Christmas
yeah,
early.
It's Christmas.
Okay, we're giving away a freaking good shit. So yeah. Go to my Instagram at Sex with Emily. And if for some reason you don't have Instagram, you can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. But that's your backup resort,
right?
Okay, everyone. Alicia,
oh gosh,
Jeju,
I know,
thank you.
So
everyone,
much to
you,
say and talk to you. I
know.
Thank
I love
you so
you.
Much.
And
love
okay,
you too.
So also, if anyone wants to find any of the stuff, it's at Jeju. That's JEJOUE.com. And then also at Jeju on Twitter. Anything else?
At Jeju on Twitter, and we're Jeju on Facebook. Yeah,
and this will all be on my website too.
It'll be all on the
okay,
website,
you
and you can purchase, you know, look at and find out all this information on the website.
Okay.
So thank you so much for having
I
me,
love
Emily.
That. I love seeing you. I'll see you soon.
You
we'll
too.
Talk soon.
All right.
Hey, that picture that you're talking about. What are you guys doing in that picture?
We are molesting her. No, it's terrible.
You're like, yeah. You're kind of whirling.
No,
you
here's
gotta,
the thing.
You got to see
yeah.
it, right?
You got to see the picture because I am.
We did put him right up to our mouth.
We did, but
tongues
we didn't
out.
Put him in our mouth. What happened was she came in and Madison, my assistant producer, said, oh my God, is that your traveling sex toy case? Because she rolls out this beautiful case yeah. with these toys, and that's what happened, and that's when the picture happened. And that's yeah. when we decided to get
ooh,
her
the that's
toys.
The case?
This is
that's
the case.
Totally like a serial killer case
yeah.
when he has
yeah.
all his knives
it
in
scary?
It. That's
yeah,
Dexter's.
It is. But it's like yeah. Dexter's for sex toys.
Yeah, and like she was like, oh my God, we need that. Okay, so
it's Sexter, awesome. Somebody just said.
But I hope you guys you know, perfect. Learn this and learn a little bit more about sex toys and you got excited. Okay, so next
I'm gonna
up,
leave
first,
these out for you to play with.
Oh, good. Okay? Do you know that I will play with them all night long?
Well, I mean, I can't stop touching them. This
I know.
One especially. Right.
Well, this is my baby. Okay. Everyone, when we come back, I'm very excited. Also, my Nexus, like I said, we're having like so doubly the fun. Double the fun tonight. We have Alexander Tweedin from By Felipe. And hey, guys, if you're listening and you, you know, a lot of people are online dating now, you might be sending some messages that are a little bit inappropriate, some sexting, some things. We're going to tell you what to do, what not to do. Her site is brilliant. It's all blown up. And she'll be here right after a word from my amazing sponsors, who I love, love, love. Okay, here's the deal. You know how we were talking a lot about sex toys on the show today for women, and we're saying also there are some for men, but the Fleshlight is actually the number one toy for men. It's a masturbation sleeve. You can use it on your own because women have so many toys to choose from. And men, we're starting to bring you more, but the Fleshlight is the one that's made for you. It actually simulates the feeling of real sex. It's a masturbation sleeve. So imagine that the material was developed by NASA. And it's engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And I've given it to some people, Anderson. They say it's better than sex.
Did NASA have any idea what they're developing?
Probably not.
No.
They were probably trying to invent something. But
for
you know
mankind.
What? But this, it is for mankind.
And it is for mankind.
And it's actually the most important thing that they could develop. And so I've given it to people, and there's not been one guy that I've given it to, including Madison's boyfriend. Thanks, Madison. I'm cool when I talk about your sex life, right? Because she works for me.
She just throws it on his pillow when she's not in the mood.
Dude, it's the kind of like the lazy remote control vibe. Not lazy, but the new
Jeju
is that if you're in one room, it's the same thing with sometimes Madison's like, I don't want to have sex with my boyfriend. She's like, go use the Fleshlight because it's like she's having sex, but she's not. It's fine. Okay, so everyone, here's the deal. My people at Fleshlight love you and I love you. And so this month you can get for a limited time, you'll get the Fleshlight and the Flesh Lube, which is award-winning. So if you could, it would be great if you go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, buy yourself a Fleshlight, and put in code Emily, and you'll get the free lube.
That lube is kosher, too. You should say that.
It's kosher lube?
Yeah, it's been blessed by a rabbi.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just make that up?
Like the lube that was blessed by a priest.
Oh, exactly.
Earlier.
I don't want to discriminate. Right. It's for everyone. But speaking of blessed... I'm blessed. I'm excited actually to tell you about also Down Under Comfort. So this is a product I created with my partner, Tony, Emily and Tony, as it's called.
If you told me this one was created by NASA, I would have believed that. This is amazing that Dude, it turns into a powder like that.
I know. And the thing is that it's called Down Under. So yes, it's used for, you know, to keep fresh and dry your down unders, you know, men use it on their balls, women use it in their lower breasts, their back, anywhere you sweat. And the thing about it is talcum powder is actually messy. It's carcinogenic. It's not good for you. This stuff
old
is
school.
Vegan. It's a cream to a powder formula.
It's your grandpa
you love
style.
It, right? You love it. And Men's Health voted it the number one product that you didn't know you needed. And then today a woman tweeted me. She's like, Down Under Comfort's not for men. It's amazing. People freak out about it. They love it. Like everyone
here
is
asking.
Yeah,
I think when you guys created it, you're like, oh, because men are stinky. But you know what? The ladies like it just
no,
as much.
No, no, no. We knew that. But when it's called Down Under, we got to talk about the balls. But women, I give it to all my women friends and they're obsessed. I use it every day. So anyway, it's the kind of product that you never thought you needed until you had it. Right, Anderson? So everyone should check it out. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily and you get 20% off of Down Under Comfort. That's emilyandtony.com and check it. You'll love it because why wouldn't you? Okay, hi. My next guest here, Alexander Tweedin. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
This is such an exciting night because I love everything that you're doing. Tell me about yourself. I'm not into like the bio thing. Tell me about you. Tell me about what you're doing here, your site, all that. How would you describe yourself and how you got involved in this crazy internet viral madness, which is everyone's dream right now?
Well, I'm a longtime feminist, grew up in a feminist household, and I went to journalism school, moved out to LA, interned at Ms. Magazine, and...
I love Ms. Mag. Is it still... I mean, I don't mean... It is?
Yeah,
I love
it's still, it. Still being published.
Right. I am a feminist. I feel like I'm such a feminist. I don't have to talk about that I'm a feminist anymore, but I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
and I've been online dating since on and off since 2010.
So, okay. So you put in 4 years. And when you say online dating, like everywhere, all different sites?
I started off on OkCupid and...
It's a gateway.
Yeah. And when Tinder came out, like, I don't know. 2 years ago.
Has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think I've been on Tinder for like a year and a half.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, in that time I had like a 2.5 year relationship
that
we met each other on OkCupid. So
Okay, so it works. Mm-hmm. It can work. Mm-hmm. People can find love. Okay, so you got very interested in that in online dating. And then you have just – how long ago did you create By Felipe? B-Y-E Felipe on Instagram. F-E-L-I-P-E.
Yes.
At By Felipe. Or is there an underscore? No, just at By Felipe. Okay. So tell me about the brainchild, how you came up with that.
It came out of a conversation on Facebook. It was only about a month ago.
Oh, my God.
That I created
that's
it.
What I was saying. I was saying, it was like, yeah. That's crazy. Now you have 250,000 followers on Instagram?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a discussion on Facebook. Someone posted a message that they had received from someone on OkCupid, and it was kind of just like, hey, like, I want to talk to you, but I'm scared, blah, 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 I don't know. And then 12 hours later, he was just like, asshole.
Because she didn't respond?
Yeah, because she didn't respond. And so I saw that, and I laughed.
It was like a screen grab of the conversation. Okay.
And I thought it was funny, and I was like, hey, you know, I've gotten a message like that too recently. And that week, I had gotten a message. This guy had copied and pasted the same, like, long spiel message to me 3 times in, like, a month. And
he messaged you 3 times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the same, like, hey, I'm a lawyer and blah, 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 want to hang out? And I think it's actually the first post on the Instagram.
Okay.
And finally, he was like, do you want to chat? And I said, no, after the 3rd time.
Right.
And then he comes back and says, WTF, why would you respond if you weren't interested? Like, what's wrong with you? And there's like expletives and.
Right.
But and I was
men
like,
are getting, they get so angry. That's what this is about. It's kind of about, and I have one of your tweets here, women are disproportionately targeted and harassed online and in real life because they are women. That's why By Felipe was created. So that's kind of your mission because these men. And you've got, I mean, I'm wondering how many submissions, because I've gotten them too.
Yeah.
So how many submissions do you get a day from women?
It's like a constant stream. Like ever since, it really went big when BuzzFeed picked it up.
Okay.
And so that day I got like 100,000 followers.
Oh my God, that's a dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after that, it's kind of just been a constant stream of submissions.
Because happens every 5 minutes. If you're on dating, like, you're going to get some angry. I've gotten some of those. I was on Tinder. I actually just started Tinder again, but we'll get to that in a minute. But so you're just getting this angry. Are there ever any that are too awful that you can't post?
Yeah. There are.
Wow. Is it men that are afraid? So really it's more like, in the general theme of them all, that it's women who don't, they don't respond to the guy. The guy emails them, hey, we matched or whatever. Yeah. Hey, you look really cute. Doesn't respond. And then he's like, you're a bitch, you're whatever.
Yeah.
Right? It's mostly angry.
Or sometimes they respond and they're like, hey, I don't think we're a match. Sorry. Or something like
And then the guy
polite.
Says, well, I don't. Like,
well, you're fat anyway.
Right, they attack the women.
Yeah,
is it because if this primal fear of rejection that so many men have, and they haven't never because previously they wouldn't have a place like this, where they'd just be home sulking, maybe, or they,
yeah,
what do they do?
I mean, I think
shoot
it's,
BB guns at horses.
And
I don't know.
It's
dogs.
Not. It's not only online
now they
dating.
Just angry. Yeah,
it's like I get like text message submissions or people that have met already in real life or Facebook messages.
So it can be anything.
It's anything.
Oh, I've got so many for you.
Yeah. Like this is, I really think it's an extension of what happens when women are just walking down the street. Like when you're a woman and you're walking down the street in the city, you get catcalled, and sometimes the guys will do this and they'll be
like the whole catcalling video thing. Yeah. Did you see that?
And like, they'll be like, hey, smile at me. And then if you don't, they're like, oh, you're stuck up anyway.
Right. That's true. So it's kind of like the construction worker has moved on to the online dating sites. Every man is like a construction worker yelling at you on the online dating site. I think that's, you know, wherever. That's interesting though, because I've got some, I actually am sort of an archivalist of, I have every single email I've ever received, every card I've ever, like, I used to get like cards and stuff when people did that, and I save voicemails and I save tweets I think and texts too of like just all my relationships, because I think there's some of this great dialogue in there, and it is sort of a way, if you look through your texts, that it is sort of a way of like archiving our lives now and what we, you know, it's our history.
Absolutely.
One's like writing letters anymore, you know, you can see like a whole relationship and how it unspirals on the thing. You're like, but 2 days ago you loved me and now you think I'm a horrible person.
It's an immortalized version of catcalling.
It is, exactly. Okay, so what has been the response? So have you, as any people get angry, like the guys are like, why, like, are you putting the guys' names there or you're...
Yeah, I mean, I don't put up like their phone numbers.
No, right, but, right. Other, yeah.
Yeah, people. I've gotten some messages from guys that are angry. I get a lot of thank you messages from guys and girls. Guys saying, like, hey, I didn't know this was a thing. Like, I didn't no idea. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, but I wonder if any guys... They didn't know, so I wonder if any of the guys read it that do that and thought, okay, I'll start treating women like humans and yeah. not lash out at. Because really, when they're lashing out at you, they've never met you. It's every woman who's ever rejected them.
Yeah,
or it's their biggest, it's not deepest
about
fear
you.
As a child. Right,
it's about
not about
them.
You, but it's still hate.
Yeah,
hate,
yeah. No, I have actually gotten
sexting.
I got a sexting. Message from a guy who said, "I'm one of these people that you." Like, he wasn't featured, but he was like, I have definitely like messaged women angry messages like this, and he was like, I want to thank you. Because I realized that it's a problem with me and it's not their fault and I want to be a better person.
Right. You have a convert. I'm sure yeah. you have many. That's why we live, right? That's great. That's yeah. you're changing it.
So,
changing
I mean, if just one guy says that, I mean, mission
and
accomplished.
Then, right. And also they say in radio, what do they say? Anderson, have you heard this? Like for every 10 letters you get about something, there's like another 1,000 people. That
yeah. They
know.
Say like for every one person that calls, there's like 10,000 that are
yeah.
listening.
Yeah. Something like that. It's straight. It's true. So whenever I get like an email complaint or two in a row from someone, not that I ever get them, but if I ever do
oh,
you know that
now,
it's like 10,000 the people, there's so many more people that because who actually sits down and writes
yeah
which actually I hope you all email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com with all your questions, concerns and things that you love. So that's amazing, so people are paying attention to this now. What do you think though about online dating still? I mean, what are some of your rules? Like, what would be the more proper response? Just if she says, I don't think we're a match, he should just say, okay, thanks. Like, do you think he should even respond then? Or
I mean, he can say something nice or just don't respond.
Right. Okay.
There's just anything not mean.
Right. Exactly. So some of these things, though, are first messages, too, right? Like
yeah.
a lot of them are just like, hey, you know, I think you're hot. Here's my dick pic
mm-hmm.
or something, right?
Yeah.
Like inappropriate. So
mm-hmm.
what would you say is like the ultimate first message if you're dating online?
Definitely just messaging something about one of their interests or commenting on, I don't know, anything.
Her rack. Just kidding. Don't do that. Don't comment her looks.
No, don't go. Don't immediately go for looks because this is what we do. We just roll our eyes like so
right.
hard.
Oh, you think I'm cute. Oh, like, I had a guy like on Tinder because I just reopened my Tinder experience.
Mm-hmm.
I shut it down for a while. And I did recently open it up again. But some guy's like, hi, I think you're cute. I'm like, well, obviously we match. We
yeah.
each think you're cute. Can you come up with something? Not like I wouldn't. I did message him back. Anderson, what? He's answered that question. I did message him. I did not message that guy back because I just felt like, and
yeah,
I felt like it ruined him
out
forever. But it kind of is. It's like come up with something. I don't know. I mean,
he's probably just
literally
copy and pasting
anything else.
That too.
Exactly.
He's
well,
just
that's
oh, yeah.
what I hear too on Tinder. So if you guys don't know what Tinder is by now, mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about it. Oh, I had one Tinder date. It was a blind Tinder date I had on the show.
Oh my god!
And it was a full-on real date. You guys
turned into rape. It was really bad.
No, you could check out the episode. It's like called Emily's Blind Tinder Date or something creative like that.
I liked him a lot more than Emily did. Unfortunately, he was
I know
a great guy.
Anderson. I'd never met him, so literally it was blind. He came in, they met him, and then they brought him in. We had wine. It was a whole date, and but it's funny because then I started because it is kind of like a game Tinder. You swipe left, you swipe
yeah.
right. I mean, that's all it is. You're seeing pictures, and then you get into it, and then, you know, you get a match, and then I don't know. And then I got a lot of people responding, and then I heard that guys are just liking everybody. So you almost
yeah.
is that true? They just say like, and wait
I
for
think,
a match.
I think a lot of guys just swipe right for literally everyone.
Okay,
and then they wait for the woman to message them.
That's what I've heard too.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So that's Tinder. But this is what I was going to tell you about Tinder is that I revisited after my blind Tinder date just because I thought. Everyone I've gone out with, which I still think we actually just did a show about this, but like dating in the real world is great too. World is great too. And since I moved to LA, most of the people I've dated have been like fix ups because I work all the time and
mm-hmm.
I'm not out as much as I should be. And I thought, well, you know, Tinder isn't, it's not, you know, it can be, you can meet nice people
yeah,
sometimes and it's
totally.
Not just a hookup app and
mm-hmm.
you might meet a friend or whatever. So I went back on it and I got a match just today. And this guy actually. Anderson, this guy emailed me. I mean, he said, I liked what he said in the first message. It showed that he had read it. It was something clever. We went back and forth. But the interesting thing is that it shows you, so on Tinder, you just really just put in the age range you're looking for and then the how many miles, the geography, geographic location, desirability. But it also shows you how many Facebook friends you have in common if you happen to have Facebook friends. So apparently, and I'm so busy, like I forget to check the messages. People messaged me like a week ago. We had like three friends in common. exchanged numbers. He calls me, and then he called me. He called, pick up the phone, and he's like, "Oh, we have these three friends." And I say to myself, "God, I didn't even look. Like, I just said yes. This guy, I gave him my number. I didn't." And he like researched, like he does the whole, like most people would.
Yeah.
But I'm so goddamn busy. And then he was talking to me about what he does, and he's like, "Oh, well, your podcast." I'm like, "Oh God, he's already Googled me and knows what I did." But that's what people do because I probably should have. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, not that I would have. I probably would have gotten around to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting because it actually was a nice call, and I'm going to go out with him. And so it's not like I'm going to go out with him and have sex with him. I mean, who knows? It could. No.
Of course you
No, what
are.
I'm saying is everyone says it's just a hookup thing or whatever. No. But he was actually one of the nice guys. But I have had guys on Tinder who I don't get back to who go crazy.
Every guy's they're looking to get laid. But I would think that the guys that are on Tinder are looking for one-night stands. Because there's so many other dating sites you can go on, right?
No, it's not. Some people are.
They're looking for girls that are on Tinder who are probably going to be more down for the cause.
I think there's a mix of everything.
Yeah.
Like some people are looking for one-night stands and some people aren't.
And you'll know who those people are.
Yeah, you don't know.
But I'm just saying there's so many dating sites. There's like OkCupid.
But people have one-night stands on OkCupid all the time.
I know, but Tinder is kind of – when you're going in the pool that it's known for, I think you're going to find that.
I don't know. I haven't found that.
I'm thinking about you as like my little sister, Em, and I don't like that you're giving strangers your fucking number. I don't like it.
He seemed
You should have the date here again. I'll make sure the guy's okay.
Oh, my God. Should we do a second Tinder date?
Perhaps. Yeah. I'll size him up.
Dude, this is the best idea ever. We'll do it next week because I didn't have time to see. Oh, so then I was showing my – I don't want to get into it. I was running out of, you know me with my bags, leaving the house. I was talking to him.
She's a bag lady.
And I have no time for the next week. I'm reading him my schedule. He doesn't even know me. I'm like, not exactly what it is. I'm like, Tuesday, no, Monday, oh, that. And he's like, you seem really busy. I'm like, I kind of am. So maybe I'll just have him come to the show, which is why I had the other Tinder date come in because I never had time. Okay, so here's my question for you. Is there any telltale signs that a guy or a woman is going to be kind of creepy? Like, I wonder if you analyzed all the responses, if there was something in their profiles that showed that they were going to be an angry person.
I mean, actually, okay, so personally, the only I've only posted three by Felipe moments personally, and they've all come from OkCupid.
Interesting. Okay.
I feel like I'm kind of pretty picky on Tinder. Like, if you have like a shirtless picture, I'm like, no.
Let's rule. Okay, let's talk about the deal breaker, right, on Tinder. So shirtless, no. I always think if everyone's drinking, though, they're drinking wine.
Yeah. I don't mind,
I don't mind when they have like two like huge. Okay, you're looking at me. I drink wine too, but every guy's holding alcohol.
That's really the thing. I'm married. I've never been on Tinder, but I know about it. I work on Loveline. I hear things, but they take selfies of themselves drinking. Like, hey, here's me. But I look like I got on a date while drinking.
I cut you off, which
you.
I often do. But back to the creepy telltale signs, because you were saying mostly you're on OkCupid, but then you were saying that are there any signs that you have seen or no? It just could be anyone looking.
I think it could be anyone. I don't know.
Okay, I didn't know if you were about to say something there. Okay, so back to the things that you see, a picture that you see. This is interesting for men and for women, but and it's different for everyone. Like, you might see a guy with a dog and be like, oh my God, I love him. And I'd be like, I hate dogs, which I don't. But you know what I'm saying? But is there anything you think that's a universal, like most women are going to keep swiping, like not picking a guy? Are there certain don'ts?
Definitely have more than one picture.
Across any profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, one picture does not.
If it's one picture, I'm like, nope.
I agree.
I don't know. It's weird.
I agree. I'm like,
or if it's
not
like
telling me anything.
Fuzzy pictures, or like if they don't have a profile picture is the worst.
The worst. That's just saying like, I don't want to be seen. I don't even love myself.
And that's creepy. I don't know.
Right. And then what about the ones where it's like a picture with him and a girl, he and a girl who's clearly not his mother or sister. And you're like, oh, so you already have a girlfriend and now you're online looking for a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's kind of weird when they do that. Anything? I'm trying to think of what else. I don't like the, I don't know. I just started again just because I was bored. I mean, that's the thing about Tinder. It's kind of like a game. Mm-hmm. You like swipe a few times.
It's
and then
such
you eat
a good time waster.
It's the best time waster ever. So it's funny. But so do you think that people are kind of hiding behind social media right now and they're kind of losing communication skills because they don't really have to go out in the real world and meet people? A lot, not everyone, but a lot of people are like behind their computers and phones.
Yes. Like going out. No one pays attention to anyone else because they're always just looking at their phone. They always have their face on their phone and they don't.
Absolutely.
Like, you'll like try to maybe like hit on someone in a bar and like they don't even notice you.
They're like, I'm taking a selfie.
Yeah.
Right. Please leave me alone. No, but it's true because I was at, my friend told me this. He's like at this club in LA somewhere. It was all these hot chicks like that were sitting on a couch the whole night. He's like, and I wanted to like, we were kind of talking to him, but every 5 minutes they were readjusting themselves and taking another selfie. And it's like, and you know, these women were single, mm-hmm. but we all are obsessed with our phones and documenting what's happening. We're not, it's like the totally. Definition of not being in the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, my
no one, no one in my generation like meets in public hardly. Like, it's
because,
weird.
Really? Because you're, like, walking into, like, polls with looking at your phone?
Yeah.
Or do you think that it's because people don't, guys aren't even talking, they're just not approaching? Forget the phone. Do you think, in general, men aren't even, like, doing the approach? Like, hey, what are you doing? Like, do a guy ever just say hi to you when you're waiting in line for coffee?
Hardly ever. I can maybe count on, like, one hand.
Yeah, see, I think that people are, like, fearful of it.
Yeah.
So now all that, men have always been afraid, and women, I should mm-hmm. say, as feminists as we are, of rejection. Mm-hmm. No one likes it. And I always tell guys, you know, who call into the show or, you know, email, and they're like, I'm so afraid of approaching women. It's a real fear that men yeah. have, like, huge. Like, men, like, shudder in the corner for years of their lives not being able to talk to women. But eventually, hopefully, you know, I try to help them get through it, and I'm like, it's like a muscle that you have to yeah. exercise. And like your vagina, I'm holding.
I mean, I've been working on trying to go up to guys more.
Good, you should. So,
and I, if I like see someone that on Tinder or something that I like, I will try to message them. And you know what? It's not very good odds for women either, because like I'll message maybe like 10 people and maybe like 2 will respond.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because, and these are because you made the first move? Do you yeah. think?
I don't know. I think it's a lot of the guys just do swipe right. And
yeah,
see what
they're not
comes
even
up.
Looking at the picture. They're like staring at the TV, just swiping, yeah. swiping.
Hey guys, yeah. Rune's in here saying he'd kill for the 2-10 ratio. He'd kill for it. So Rune, feel good about that.
Rune, who is my amazing Rune, who's operating the camera and does so many other things, and his podcast called Pretty Oddcast.
And then the other 8 that don't respond, do you say horrible things about
do
them?
Do you
go,
you asshole? I bet your penis is smaller than this.
No,
rejection.
Thanks for
kidding.
Not hooking me up with me at small dick.
That's a joke. That's a joke. If she did that, that would be just anti by Felipe. But I want to talk to you about that though too, because I think that women. Should it be appropriate? Why not? Can't women approach men? And
yeah.
And I always thought like that initially when I first started dating a while ago was that like men should always make the first move, and I don't want to put myself out there. And that if you actually take away that first move from them, then it's kind of like this. It's almost like it's in men's biology to want to hunt and gather and get, like they're the ones who went after you, and then you're taking away the chase. But that's just such an antiquated
yeah.
view, because there's so many men who are like, I want to talk to women, but I'm so afraid, and they're so thankful if a woman approaches them.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, so you gotta practice talking.
I'm just going with that idea.
It's true. No, it's true though. I think it's really true. In fact, I have a lot of males who write in and friends that are so relieved that they're not always in charge, because men have a lot of pressure on them. That they gotta make the move. They gotta plan the date. Yeah. Oftentimes, initiate
I definitely
sex.
Encourage my friends to like, hey, if you like match with a hot guy on Tinder, just message him.
Right.
Like, what's the worst that's gonna happen? He's not gonna message back.
What is the
and
you
Who
get,
cares?
Right, exactly. And you know what? Rejection. It's all about. I mean, I believe, especially working in entertainment business, it's like it's all about rejection. And like, you just have to. It's like, oh, another rejection. You actually like anything. Like jealousy or, you know, a breakup. Everything heals. It heals. And you can learn yeah. to kind of transcend these things. So rejection's like, And I always tell men and women that, like, we're going to get rejected. We're going to get hurt. It's going to feel bad, vulnerable. But if you keep going at it, like, you keep, you know, it's how you get up, right? Mm-hmm. So you get knocked down, you keep going, and you're going to find someone. You're going to yeah. find that person.
Yeah.
Right? You yeah. still have hope? Are you dating? Single?
I'm single.
Fun. Yeah. So what site are you using now?
I have an OkCupid, and I have a Tinder account.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Have you had like a great Tinder date or great? What's your best yeah. online date? What happened?
I've met tons of great guys online. Like, I've met a lot of really, really good guys, and me and my roommate actually, like, we go on a lot of Tinder dates, and like we've just like become friends with some of them too. Like,
see,
even if it's not a romantic thing.
Now, how does that happen? Are you sitting there at dinner, whatever, drinks, and you're like, okay, yeah? Are you instantly? Like, we're just going to be buds, you know? Do you talk about it? Just kind of obvious there's no chemistry.
It's usually kind of like after the fact, like maybe like we'll text later and be like, I don't know how I feel about this, but like, let's be friends.
Right.
You know?
I agree. And I think that's what I always say to people, is that even if you go on like a bad date, or you go on a date that you think is, oh, I'm not sure if I'm into this person, either A, you might be. So mm-hmm. you shouldn't just judge people by, you know, he doesn't have all these things or she doesn't. Because you never know until you meet someone in person. You might have chemistry, but even if you don't, it could be a friend. They become friends. Actually, men and women can be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might be one of their friends.
Totally.
You know, it happens all the time. I actually have had friends who are like, I went on this date, Emily, it's not for me, it's for you. And I went out with the guy, you know, all the time. So
totally.
It's, people are meeting online. That's the second most common way. But the first most common way people are meeting in general is through family and friends. Mm-hmm. So that's still, you know, building your network.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they'll give you a ride to the airport if they're a good friend. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So do you think that most people that you know on some sort of dating site?
Yeah. I feel like everyone I know is on Tinder. Like, okay. Everyone's.
And do you believe that it's a hookup site more so than not? My friend, guy friend, calls it a blowjob dispensary. Apparently he's getting lucky all the time. He's like, Tinder date, blowjob. I'm like, really?
What?
I know. He's cute. But I just, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't understand that. Yeah.
And you're giving those guys your number.
No, he's a friend of mine.
I think it's both. If you want to hook up, there's people that are down for that. If you want a relationship, there are people that are down for that.
I totally agree. I totally agree. It's not like you have to, like, you know.
Just get it out of the way before, like, hey, like, I
the blowjob or the no, they, like, I'm not hooking up with you.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Like,
right.
Like before I meet up with them, I'm like, what are you looking for before we meet up?
You text them before.
Yeah,
that's good. And if they're like just a good time, you're like, okay, delete.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm not looking for anything serious. Then you know what you're in for.
Would you still go out with the guy that says that though?
Depends on
what. Where mode you're in. Okay, well, I have a question for you, because this week I was interviewed, it's interesting, by two different publications, by Women's Health and Elite Daily, and they were both about the same, about the casual sex phenomenon. And this is all on my website as well. You can check it out. And if you signed up for my newsletter, you would have gotten it, which you totally should. The Women's Health piece was called What You Need to Know Before Casual Hookup, and they asked my advice how to make sure your casual encounter is safe and satisfying. But it's interesting because on the other side, the Elite Daily wanted to know 5 reasons women are stuck in a never-ending cycle of almost boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about this whole, like, so basically these two articles cover the basics of this cultural conundrum. If you're going to have casual sex, you might as well enjoy it. But if you find yourself wanting out of this relationship limbo, you know, then it's up to you to admit that you want more. So, yeah. So in a way, it's like, here's how, because my whole thing in the Women's Health piece was like, okay, you're going to have casual sex, and women typically don't, a lot of women don't orgasm with partners unless they're like trusted partners or have the best sex of their life. I'm like, but if you're going to do it, here's some tips and, you know, to just have fun. If you know you're not going to have an orgasm, then try this, you know, what, I don't remember what the tips are here. I'll tell you, whatever. A few things were, we're like, you know, oh, funny. Okay, like, use your go-to moves. So, you know, you could just, if you know that you need to be on top, then you should have no problem getting on top. Don't be afraid to try something new if you know that it's just a hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your own condoms.
Totally.
This is how diseases spread. Do you carry condoms?
I have one in my purse, I think.
See, I love you. We've been talking about this in the show. I don't understand. Women, every woman should be armed with condoms because you know that he's going to, a lot of men are like, oh, I don't have it. They don't fit me. Da, da, da.
A lot of my friends are like, I don't carry them because then I'll jinx myself.
I'll think I'm a slut, or they think I might judge me or think I'm a slut kind of thing. Or
My friends don't think that. They're like,
oh,
if I bring condoms, I'm definitely not getting laid because I like.
Oh, it'll jinx it because they brought the condom. But that's not a reason to, because then you get diseases.
And I'm like, you guys, that's dumb.
Okay. And also, I say follow up the 2-drink rule. I know people aren't going to listen to you, but you really shouldn't get too drunk. But then here's the whole almost boyfriend. I was, when the reporter was interviewing me, I was like, you mean friends with benefits? And she's like, well, yeah, but it's kind of like it's the girl who's been stuck in this frustrating cycle, she says, who has almost boyfriends. And she talks about, like, lots of dates, no dinners. And, you know, like, do you know what it is? Like, you want, what is it? And the reason why she asked me is why it's this never ending cycle, as I was saying, is that, first of all, there's so many. Tell me what you think about this. Because you know what I'm saying. It's the casual relationship.
Yeah.
You kind of want more, but then he's not asking for more. You're not asking for more. And then you never really go out, but you just hook up.
Oh, yeah. It's so common.
But why do you think that is right now? Because it hasn't always been this way.
I don't know. I have no idea, but I feel like guys in my generation are,
and you're
like
in your 20s?
Yeah, I'm 27.
Okay.
I feel like none of them want to settle down or, like, have like, an actual relationship. They just want to, like, hook up and see how long they can do that for. And then the girl wants to go along with it and just be like, I'm a cool girl. Yeah, sure.
Right, until she's like,
but
who else
actually,
is she speaking with?
Yeah.
Right. But actually, they're not. So I said, there's so many. First, I said, there's so many options out there.
Yeah.
That it's kind of like everyone's looking for the bigger, better deal. So they think, well, why should I settle this? She was great. I loved her. He was great. We had a wonderful time. But I came home and there were 16 new Tinder matches.
Yeah.
And then I also thought, like, that there's no role models. That your friends don't have boyfriends either. You don't, your friends, your girlfriends, your guy friends don't have girlfriends. So if you don't see people dating, why would you say, let's commit and date?
Yeah.
So you don't even see that.
Yeah.
And then I also think that people, you know, that neither men or women are stepping up, that they're kind of, I was thinking that neither one are taking the masculine. Just tell me what you think of taking the masculine feminine role. And the women are kind of saying, guys are like, let's take it casual.
Yeah.
And the women are like, oh, that's cool. I'll do
yeah.
it. Like we said.
They
and
just
then,
go along with it.
But I think that, I don't know, how do we change? I mean, so would you, do you feel like you've been in that situation where you wanted more, but you didn't say it?
Yeah.
And yeah, then what definitely. Happens? It fizzles?
I said something and then he was like, no, I don't think so. And I was just like, okay, well.
But then you found your answer out and
yeah.
then you didn't stay in this cycle
yeah.
of endless boy of almost boyfriends because yeah. I think also a lot of, and I don't want to keep saying women because men do this too, but we think that they'll change.
Yeah.
Or we think, well, we're having such a good time together and he doesn't want a boyfriend now, but girlfriend now, but oh, I'll get him.
Yeah.
Or he'll come around.
Yeah.
And I know he's sleeping with other people, but I'll yeah. be the one.
Yeah.
And people don't, you're not going to get him to change unless they want to change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So anyway, I thought it was interesting about this whole hookup thing and then Tinder falls right into that.
Yeah.
So are you thinking, Bye Felipe is just a brilliant phenomenon. Are you thinking of expanding? Like what's next for you? You should do another site of like sexts or something. Erotica.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's
oh, I should do that.
There's straight white boys texting, which is like when guys just send sexual texts out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, I love it. Okay, so
there's that one, but that's already invented.
Black dudes don't do that.
Actually, now they take it from all backgrounds. All backgrounds.
Everyone sends an inappropriate unsolicited text. Dick pic. And yeah. no woman, let me just tell you this, there is no woman on the planet who is sitting around going now, going, God, I wish I'd get a really good dick pic right now. That'd be awesome.
Or, like, I can't wait to, like, flash out my labes to some stranger.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Drew's claiming that he has one for you. I don't know what that means.
Oh, God. Drew,
just
is
a little
it your
insight,
picture?
A little insight to a guy's brain, especially the guys that are online a lot. I was perusing some, you know, some artwork on the online the other day, and a banner ad came
up. I.E. porn, yeah.
A banner ad came up, and I swear to God, it said, make a cam girl cry, $1. Who was that marketed? Guys are fucked up.
They want to make her cry?
Who would want to do that?
A lot of people.
And
a lot
for
of
$1?
Men. Misogynists.
Yeah. Make a angry cam girl. And they had a picture of a girl like in front of a camera crying. It's like, who the hell? What?
Dude,
I'm embarrassed to be a man
really
so often.
I know. That's what we're talking about. But we love men. I'm not saying we don't.
No.
We're just giving them helpful tips.
Yeah.
Don't be a misogynist. If a woman doesn't get back to you, don't send an angry message because you're
yeah.
getting up and by Felipe. And 250,000 people will probably be a million followers by
yeah.
tomorrow. We'll see.
They're
you.
All going to be looking at your face.
And they're
going to be like,
face.
Oh,
it's like
mental
being
note.
On like the sexual predator list almost if you're on by Felipe.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, not that extreme, but really, she puts their angry messages on.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Ask before you send a dick pic.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, can I send you one?
Exactly. Okay, what other some other tips for that? How about women sending boob pics? No guys ever like, damn, she sent me her breasts.
No. I mean, if you get a boob pic, be really thankful for it.
Right.
Like, don't just not respond because that's really rude.
Or show all your friends immediately, right? That's what guys usually
guys
do.
Guys turn. Well, at least my guy friends are like, look at this. Like they have a whole like. There's six women in a week who are sending them.
You got like really hot friends, but
I do.
Hey, when you guys get dick pics, are you like, is it like surprise, like almost like the snakes in a can
yes,
thing,
it's
or
scary.
It jumps out
I,
at you?
I scream like
if it's unsolicited, yeah.
I've never had that phenomena.
You know, Mike Catherine is here. He sends unsolicited
like,
dick pics all the time.
Like
but
I've
not
got,
his.
I've gotten them at like 8:30 in the morning. Like, whoa.
Yeah, that'll wake you up more than
breakfast
coffee.
Sausage.
But no one. I just can't explain. We just don't want. Like, you should ask, and it's not going to be like a woman's going to be like, I wasn't that into him, and then he sent me the
no.
most beautiful dick pic,
they,
and I am in love.
They don't do anything. I mean, they're informational. They're like, oh, okay, that's how. What that's what.
And
I
how do you know
expect.
It's even theirs? Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God, they're totally like knocking off other dicks for their own picks. Okay, so it is by Felipe at BYEFELIPE. Alexandra Tweeden. Anything? What's your Twitter?
It's BYE oh. underscore.
Freaking underscore.
I know. Someone
right?
else had the original.
They always do, right? You'll buy it from them someday.
Yeah.
So, and the next thing is you're doing.
I want to.
Because you're a writer.
I want to do a book or something.
There's so much to say on this, really.
Yeah. I actually wrote a chapter for my friend's book, Shira Tarrant. Her book is coming out this spring called 21st Century Sex. And I wrote a chapter for her textbook.
Oh, okay.
But I want to come out with my own book do like a coffee table book or something. So
of
I'm
all
gonna,
the text messages? Yeah. It's hilarious because even like those autocorrects, like people love reading those because it's so how we get our new our information now. So yeah. It's just so relatable. I think that's great. And I wish you all the luck in the world. And you should stay in touch. We should, you know, I want to hear more about what's going on with you and we will continue to write your site. And I was going to say that I'm doing this, where... Hold on, I just shut down my entire thing. I'm going to be part of the Sexual Health Expo. It's January 17th and 18th, and it's going to be in Los Angeles. And I'm giving away tickets to people. It's the first of its kind. They're teaching sex workshops, during not like actual on sex, but sex and relationship tips workshops by sex educators. It's going to be parties. It's going to be fun. I'll be there. I'll be giving a keynote speech. And everyone's got to check it out. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thank you, Anderson. And everyone check out his podcast, The Film Vault. Thank you, Rune. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, everyone. I love you.
Top five most uncomfortable scenes in films this
week.
Sex scenes
or just scenes?
A lot of mine were sex, yeah. Lux, first date scenes.
Oh my God, we're going to check it out. Okay, thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay. Everything. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Sex with Emily show. And as you know, we've got so many shows online that you can go to iTunes, you can subscribe. I get two shows a week, so you'll never miss a show again. Also, I have to tell you about, I know I probably seemed really serene and calm to you tonight, and that is because I've been hitting the reset button on my body. I was feeling sluggish, the holidays are coming up, and I'm doing a new cleanse.
I thought you were going to say Valium, but not Valium.
Dude, do I seem like I'm a Valium? I probably,
you seem real mellow compared to how you normally
are. It's because I'm on the D-Herbs cleanse, because you don't have to starve yourself. I can eat whole foods on it. It has all the benefits I need in my life right now. You just take, you know, some of their pills, like they're like flushing your toxins and all that stuff, and it takes 20 days. That's it. You're done before you know it. You'll be in a better position for long-term health. I feel clearer. I'm writing more. I have more energy. I'm working out more. Look how healthy I look. And so get clean and lean 2014, or, you know, even going into the new year with the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse. Go to dherbs.com. That's the letter D, herbs or herbs if you're, you know, in the UK.com. Oh, and there's a discount promo code for my listeners only. If you use promo code Emily and you go to dherbs.com, you will get a special discount. So check it out. And that's, or you can call them because they're really nice people there. 866-4-D-HERBS. Thanks for listening.